last week. I think Deckerville rebounds nicely here, gets back in the win column.
All right, blasting through some of these other eight-player football games. Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart at 2-1, taking on the 2-1 Dryden in Dryden tonight.
Yeah, Dryden, don't know a whole lot about them. Forfeit win, forfeit loss, give me Sacred Heart.
Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart has beaten Deckerville now. They're obviously put themselves on top. Give me Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart.
Kingston at 3-0, hosting Burton Madison tonight at 1-2.
Don't even have to explain this one. Give me Kingston.
Kingston, no question. Yep.
Flynn International House of Pancakes at 0-3, going to Mayville, the land of no sailor service, who is 2-1.
I'm a little surprised Flynn International is coming in at 0-3, but they're really not the same team we've seen the last couple of years. Give me Mayville.
Yeah, how about a slide from last year? A really dangerous team last year, now starting out 0-3. I think the trend continues. They just lost too much. Mayville.
North Huron hosting New Haven Merritt tonight on the weekend of Pokefest in Kindy.
Yeah, I mean, that might just be enough right there to motivate North Huron. New Haven Merritt, a stellar defense, apparently, but they don't have the offense to hang with North Huron.
I don't know. Maybe Pokefest could be an issue for North Huron. I'm not sure, depending on which direction it goes.
Too many programs.
I think North Huron wins as well, but it could be a little closer than we think.
Bel Air going against Caseville at 2-1 on the season.
I really, really want Caseville to win that one, but it's hard to go against Bel Air coming in at 3-0.
I agree. As great of a story as that would be, and a big win for them to get the 3-1, you better take Bel Air there to be safe.
And the OGs of OG, Owen Gage, hosting Bay City All Saints tonight, who are 0-3.
Again, another game where I'd really like to see the Bulldogs come away with a victory, but All Saints is going to get their first one of the year in this one.
I think he's right. It's been a long time coming. Bay City All Saints needs a win, and I think Owen Gage stumbles here as well.
And the last game in eight-player football, our cousin Larry taking on Morris, the only NCTL red game going on tonight.
Yeah, we talk about Flint International coming in at 0-3. How about Lawrence 0-3? This is a team that's gone to the state finals. Give me Morris.
No question. Morris has already beat Deckerville, and we kind of have Deckerville as a standard. I'm aware of that. But when Morris goes into Deckerville and beats him, or vice versa, that's a big win on your books. Take Morris there as well.
Moving on to the Greater Thumb Conference in 11-player football, the Ubley Bearcats hosting the Reese Rockets, both teams at 2-1.
This one was incredibly hard for me to pick because I don't know what to think about Reese. Ubley coming off a tough loss to Sandusky. I think they'll bounce back at home.
I flip-flopped this game as well, and might not be a popular pick, but I've seen enough of Ubley, and they have too many big weaknesses. And I think Reese actually wins this game in a close one.
Marlette at Memphis, both teams at 1-2.
Give me Marlette in that one. Memphis has got to win, but give me Marlette.
It's still Memphis. Yeah. I like Marlette to win that game.
Harbor Beach at Brown City. Both teams 2-1. Harbor Beach coming off a big win against KPAC, but in the near memory still is that loss against Marlette in overtime.
Yeah, absolutely. And a win against KPAC doesn't really move the needle much for me. This one is going to really tell us a lot about both teams. Give me Harbor Beach, though.
I'm going to take Harbor Beach on the road, too, but in a tight one. The winner of this game, though, puts themselves in a good position not only to maybe split the conference, but to get a playoff berth. So losing this game could be detrimental to either team.
Moving on in the Greater Thumb East, we have Sandusky at KPAC, 3-0 against 0-3.
Yeah, this is a Sandusky team that ran for 300 yards against Ubley. I mean, they could run for 500 against KPAC. Give me the Redskins.
It won't even be close. It will probably a running clock. Sandusky wins that game.
And we have in the Greater Thumb West, USA at Bad Axe game. Paul P. Adams is at right now.
Yeah, this is one early season game that has huge playoff implications because if either one of these teams takes their third loss, that could be really tough for them the rest of the year. I believe in the Bad Axe hype after last week. Give me the Hatchets.
As long as they take care of the football, they have enough playmakers on offense where USA does not. They have one running back, and that's all we've seen. I think Bad Axe gets win number two as well.
All right, moving on in the Greater Thumb West, Vassar at Carroll, game you'll hear on WIDL 92.1.
Yeah, Vassar, a little bit disappointed in them this year. I thought that they were going to be in the hunt in the Greater Thumb West. I thought they were going to have a pretty high-powered offense. Didn't turn out that way. Give me Carroll, who's played surprisingly well this year.
I agree. That quarterback is really a one-man show in Vassar, and it's still not going to be enough. I think Carroll wins this game as well, Mike.
And, of course, our game of the week here on the WLW Sports Network, Lakers at Cass City. Three of them taking Lakers. Dave Hansen, the lone Cass City pick tonight by 1 point. We'll see how it goes. Currently, Paul P. Adams leading the 2-1 over me, of all people, than everyone else, scoreless at the moment. But I will say the season is very young in the eyes of the Media Roundtable Cup to be deemed at the end of the season.
Yeah, now that there's a cup, it's a little bit worse when you're 0-2 or whatever we all are standing in this room. So
yeah. Well, Mike Gallagher, you can take your tie off now as you're leaving our air-conditioned booth here in Cass City. It's a hot one tonight, but we're 28 minutes away from kicking off. Best of luck, Bells, tonight, and we'll be back after this as we take a look at the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Network.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospitals rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
When you need hardware, hand, or basic power tools, yard, garden, and barn tools, feed, seed, and supplies for birds, livestock, or pets, head for the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. It's like a general store for farmers, gardeners, homeowners, even wildlife enthusiasts. Whenever you visit, be sure to check for in-store specials. They keep convenience lumber on hand, as well as some emergency items such as power generators and sump pumps. Hours are 8 to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 1 p.m. Saturday. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road, says Go Redhawks! For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
For everything to do of hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting this same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $399. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake. It's only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house, Saturday, October 6th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leupold. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Check out the website, randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Rochelle Thompson with your call tonight from the friendly confines of Cass City, Michigan. It's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on the road tonight, taking on the 2-1 Cass City Redhawks. And the football program for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers is one of great tradition, history, and winning ways. Ever since the consolidation of Bayport, Pigeon, and Elkton High Schools in the fall of 1960 happened, there's been a lot of pride around the Laker program, including a 1981 state championship. Head coach Steve Verberg is now in his second season as the main man, and altogether his squads have lost just twice